Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, welcome to Fearless Generations. I'm hoping that you can hear me. I'm not sure I'm the host tonight, but here I am, and I'm waiting to see if Kelly's here, too.
I am here.
Are you here? Oh, I didn't know if you were there or not. Glad to hear your voice.
I am here.
Well, that's good. Did you just get on right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. You have to make it so they can hear me, right?
They can hear you.
Well, I know that, but don't you have to push a button to make it happen?
I did.
Okay. Well, how wonderful. So here we are, and we're on our second or third week in November. Second, isn't it?
Second
week in November, and we are talking about willingness. So glad that you're here and glad you can be on the show with us. And Kelly and I had lunch together, but I have been gone to L.A. this week and got to meet with her today with my good friend Katrina Thompson, who's also a coach. And we were down in Los Angeles at Rhonda Britton's house supporting a workshop called Fearless Spirit. So talk about willingness. We have quite an experience, but we'll check in with Kelly and see where she is this week. We usually like to start the show out with a little anecdote about what we've done this past week in the arena of willingness. So fill us in, Miss Kelly Fox.
Well, let's see. I don't know. Willingness, I think, plays a part in every aspect of my life because sometimes it comes down to a willingness to do anything. Am I willing to get up? Am I willing to practice proactive behaviors? Am I willing to be vulnerable in conversations? So I would say that I show up with willingness a lot in my everyday life. In the final stages of this pregnancy, I have a tendency at the end of my pregnancies to experience some aches and pains, as all women do, as well as I have, emotional issues. So it's been very much a conscious choice of being willing to get up and do things and to also have connections and ask for support with those people that I have connections with. So that has been probably a major aspect of what's been going on with me lately. Saturday, I went to my niece's baby shower, which is kind of funny because she's due a month after me. This is her first baby, though, so that was exciting. And I got to spend some time with a couple of my sisters, and so that's always fun. And then tonight, we actually just got home from an award dinner that we did for my third child, Lily. She won a poster contest for Veterans Day, and she drew a picture, and she won second place in third grade, in her grade, out of her entire district. So it was pretty cool. She got to go on the stage and be awarded a medal, and she was saluted by the military that they had there, and then she got to shake everyone, all of the military people that they had there, their hands, and so that was really cool. And she was just really excited to be honored. Be the center of attention. She doesn't get that very often. Currently she's the middle child. So, she likes to, ham it up just a bit. And, So she was really, really excited to do that. So that was fun to be able to all go as a family and support her with that. So that's what's been going on with me.
That's great. That's really good. So did they have her speak, or did she just get the award? What?
No, there were a lot of kids that were awarded. So each grade, you know, there might have been five or six kids that were called up because they had a couple of honorable mentions, and then third, second, and first winners. And it was, you know, for kindergarten through sixth grade, and then they had essay competitions for every intermediate school, and those were awarded by school. So there were four intermediate schools, and so we had to go through all four intermediate schools, and then there were a couple of extra ones that they awarded, and then there was also the high school students did a video presentation for their submission. The intermediate schools did essays, and so we watched the guy's video that won, and then he was awarded. So it was a lot of an award, a lot of medals, a lot of awards. So no, they didn't get to speak or anything like that, but they were individually awarded, and their pictures were up on the big screen behind them, pictures were also displayed on a board when you came in by grade. And actually, my other two daughters that go to the same school, their pictures didn't win, but they were displayed on the wall. So we were able to find their pictures and take pictures of them as well. So they were excited by that. They got to see their pictures displayed as well. And a lot of them have friends that won, so that was cool.
So there was a willingness on Lily and everyone's part to take a risk and make a poster that represented the importance of veterans and our military, and that willingness turned out to be rewarded, so that's great. That's great.
Yeah. She did a really good job. It was all in pencil, so it was a little hard to see, but when they made it big on the screen, so it may not come out very well in my Facebook pictures, but it was really, really unique idea, and so I'm glad that she won.
That's really great. Well, this past week I was preparing to go down and participate and support Fearless Spirit, which was a two-day workshop that Rhonda Britton, the founder of Fearless Living, did in her home in Sherman Oaks, California. And she has a lovely little home that just has a great energy and a great spirit about it, nestled just a little community of homes that are probably as old as I am and built about the same vintage as our home that the kids grew up in. And it was really a pleasure to be there. And my good friend, and I think of her almost as my sister or my daughter, Katrina Thompson, came out from Boston and participated and supported this workshop as well. And so she came in on Thursday, and Kelly and I were able to have dinner with her. And then she and I went down to Sherman Oaks Friday and helped Rhonda get her home ready and get the materials ready so that we could be prepared for the participants that attended the Fearless Spirit workshop. And it was an opportunity for, first of all, for me to be willing to take the risk to support and to work in Rhonda's home, and just because I have so much respect for her, to be able to support her in a way that would have her feel supported and feel loved and appreciated. And so I was very conscious of everything that I did, how I washed the dishes, how I got the food ready, how I prepared for the cats and just all the little logistics that go on behind a workshop, and then also then to be present and support the participants. And so I was more than willing to do that. The topic of spirituality is really one of my comfort zone, and I'm always excited to have an opportunity to grow closer grow closer to my Heavenly Father and my Savior Jesus Christ, because those are, for me, those are the source of my spirituality. And it was just amazing. There were six beautiful women there that I knew all of them before the workshop began, and I just felt so connected to them during the process. And we ended with a beautiful ceremony. It was one of the, I guess actually, I think tonight or one night soon, it's the fullest that this moon, our full moon has been in a very long time and will be again for a very long time. So it was a beautiful full moon. We did a beautiful ceremony where they were able to burn, a burning ceremony where they were able to burn negativity and things they wanted to just get out of their lives and give to God, to just release and surrender. And that's always a beautiful time for people because they feel so strengthened and supported by that burning ceremony. So, and then it was supposed to be over at 9 o'clock, but everyone was so willing to continue sharing with each other that it went away until, I don't think we got to bed till maybe 12:30, 1 a.m. before we got to bed, because it was just, there was so much connection there with the people. And so it was a lovely time, and I'm just so, feel so blessed to have had the willingness to step out and say, yes, I will support that. I will go down to Sherman Oaks. I will spend my days there and support in whatever way I can. Both Rhonda, she delivered the program, and then support Katrina and support those who attended. And it was because of that willingness, there was a wonderful opportunity that came into my life that changed my life. And we did several exercises that were really cool about willingness to surrender and willingness to be clear on what our beliefs are and willingness to, we did one exercise where we did a T chart where we divided a paper into two parts. And we said, what's my work and what's God's work? And I think sometimes we try to do God's work and not do our own work. And it was a real awareness and a willingness to take a look at that. And so as a coach, one of the things that I do is workshops, and Kelly supports me so beautifully. And so she asked the question, when you're doing a workshop, whose job is it to fill that room? And this, Kelly will appreciate this. And everybody just kind of sat there and said, well, you know, whose responsibility is it? And whose work is that? And it came down to that's really God's work. That if we do everything we're supposed to do, we prepare, that's our work. We send out flyers, that's our work. We market, that's our work. We put it out on Facebook. We get the venue. We get the refreshments. We take care of all of the work that we can do. And then really God's grace and God's love for us is what fills the room. And just like, you know, I just thought about that a lot and was willing to look at things in a different way. And I think that's one of the biggest opportunities we have when we're willing, is to just be willing to say nothing we thought was real or not the way we thought wasn't what we really wanted, and to look at things in a different way. And so we had there's an opportunity in our community to take a course. It's called Coach and Sell, and it's a way to learn to market in a way that you change and shift your mindset of what marketing is and what selling is, that it's making connections with people and serving people by helping them to understand the importance of loving themselves and giving to themselves things that are going to propel them, a willingness to move forward in their lives in a way that they may not have thought of before. And so I've been thinking about doing this workshop for 2 years, and all of a sudden I saw this chart in front of me, and it was like, what's your work and what's God's work? My work is to show up at that in this opportunity. in this class, to be tutored and mentored by two exceptional, successful people. One successful in marketing and helping others, coaching others to market, and Rhonda Britton, who helps people see their next steps in a fantastic way. And the participants in the class are all people that I know and love. And I thought, my job is to show up, to do the work, to support them, to be committed, and to be connected. And if I do those things in 6 months, the possibilities are endless on where I might be. And the possibilities, it's like an adventure. And the opportunities are going to just open up to me because I'm willing. I'm willing to do the work, and I'm willing to trust God will do his work. And that this is exactly where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing at this time. So that was pretty exciting because that was a big leap for me. Not only is it stepping out of my comfort zone big time, it's an awareness of my work and propelling my work forward, which is part of my goal and has been for the last few years. And it was an act of self-love. I am worth spending the money it's going to cost, knowing that God will provide that for me if I do the work and I have the mindset, and my goal is to serve and to be his hands here upon the earth, to bring this work to other people so that they can have the same joy and inner peace that I have because of this work. So pretty exciting practice and willingness. So that just all happened today. Not just the workshop happened, and today we were done with the workshop, and Katrina turned to me and she said, looking straight at me, asked Rhonda, okay, is it too late to get into Coach and Sell? Because it started tonight. And Rhonda says, well, no, it's not too late. So that was just, and I listened and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And then as we were driving back to take her to the airport, it was just like, this is the work I could be doing, and this would be work to be propelling me forward. And I have faith that God will help me to do this. He'll do his work. So pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what a great adventure. I mean, since that's our focus tonight, seeing life as an adventure, being willing to step into those opportunities and possibilities that we now are aware are available to us because we've become aware with our first step, and then being willing to step out and step into those opportunities as they come across. So you have this opportunity and you're willing to now step forward into it and see it as an adventure and explore, and being willing to expand and risk and continue stepping forward into it. And so that's a huge thing for you. I know that that's been something that you have, been thinking about for a long time. So I'm really excited for you and this adventure that you have.
Yeah. What was exciting was, while I was there, I think we've talked about how at the retreat San Antonio that I had this awareness, and that I could certainly hire an assistant that would help me in my moving forward, and I left there with a willingness to do that, and I hired Kelly as my assistant. And so Kelly, while we were down at this weekend, she texted me all these dates that she set up for us to continue doing workshops and meetups and all the way through May, I believe, wasn't it? All the way through May? And
I think it was into June.
Into June. And now those are on my calendar. They're there. I have them. There's a couple of days we'll have to change because she didn't realize that we had another commitment on those, but I think it was only one. And so it's done. We've been talking about doing a retreat up in the mountains with Janet Renner, another one of our favorite coaches. And anyway, it was really exciting to have her do that because, again, here's somebody else in my life showing me the work that I can do and we were even able to get the facility in the mountains to do this 2-day retreat that we want to do with several coaches geared around adventure as well as fearless life and nutrition, and, you know, really have this be an opportunity to help people take some steps in their lives that will affect them and change their opportunities and their adventures that they're taking. So it's like, yeah, this synergy occurs when you're willing to do the work, willing to work, ask for help and be vulnerable when you need the help, and then trusting, being willing to trust the process, to trust spirit, to trust yourself. It's really, it took willingness kind of to a whole new step for me, because I hadn't thought of it in that way, I guess, before. But anyway, it was really quite an exciting adventure this weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, I feel like I haven't been able to hear or, you know, hear all the things that you're processing and that you're getting, like you're just getting more and more as you continue to process everything that you've learned this weekend. And I've, you know, I'm just starting to hear about now that you're doing Coach and Sal, and you know, earlier I was hearing about other things, and tomorrow I'm going to hear about even more, I'm sure. And it's just going to continue to advance and expand, you know, where you were compared to where you are now since you did it. And I think that that's what willingness gives us. I think, you know, once we become aware of what's going on in our lives, you know, we really become aware of where we're stuck or what's holding us back or those areas that we might be a little bit more scared to take a risk in. And then we, you know, really examine those. We really look at them and we see, okay, well, where are the opportunities to step forward? And then we're willing to step forward into them, that, you know, it just continues to keep giving. It just continues to keep, you know, bringing us to a place where we have more opportunities to step forward and to say yes. Because willingness is really just saying yes. It's saying yes to you, your dreams, you know, the brighter, shinier you that you want to be, that you've been holding back because you've been scared or you know, whatever, you know, thing fear's been telling you to keep you from doing it. And, you know, and so I think that, you know, willingness is just such an amazing step. It's actually my word this year, which I mentioned last week. But I think that, you know, saying yes to yourself is such an amazing gift that you can do for yourself. It's definitely self-love. It's definitely self-care, which is our focus last year. It's definitely stepping into your personal power, which is my focus this year. You know, so saying yes to yourself is only going to take you to bigger and better things. And even if the situation brings you into brings you to places that you, you know, didn't count on, or things happen that you don't necessarily like or something, it's still a growing experience. It's still an expanding experience because you were willing to step out and say yes to you. And
that's one of the other things that Rhonda talked about when we were doing the Fearless Spirit workshop, is that every experience that we have in our lives prepares us to say yes to the next experience, because we gain skills, and maybe at the time we don't even think those skills are important. Like maybe when you're in college, you were a waitress in order to make enough money to get through school, and you think, this is just something I have to do. But if you took that job of a waitress as being a way of connecting with people, being observant to see how to serve your clients, your customers, in a way that they enjoy their experience, and, you know, then they give you a tip for making it a pleasant experience, you learn to treat the other people you work with respect. And there's just so many opportunities in, say, this is certainly not the avocation of my life to be a waitress, but that experience and those skills that I learned helped me now in the boardroom when I'm working with the copy person or the mail person, or I still know how important it is to teach, to have respect for them. And I've learned how to read a room because I paid attention to those, all those tables of people that I served, you know. And so Rhonda brought that up, that, you know, the year she was a waitress was, were really helpful in her developing skills that she uses mm-hmm. to this day. So a willingness to look at every opportunity that you have, every adventure that comes to your life as an opportunity to create skills that are going to take you, you know, that'll be of use to you forever, that there's never an adventure, if you want to call life an adventure, never any circumstance that occurs on your journey along the way that can't be a benefit to you. And a willingness to see it that way is what makes the difference. It's a mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think every opportunity we're given is definitely an opportunity to connect with other people, to learn from them, to learn about ourselves, and to grow in some capacity. And even if the situation is what we might think of as being negative, we can still get a lot out of it. And she talks about, you know, if you're given a lemon, you squeeze every single drop of juice out of that lemon. You get out of that experience everything that you can, so that you learn, so you learn from it, that you grow from it, and that you move forward being, you know, stronger and smarter and more capable to handle any situation that comes in front of you, instead of, you know, beating yourself up about it or something. And so yeah. I definitely think that that's along the same lines of what you were saying.
Yeah. It was just a willingness to be open and to see things differently and to question if you're making it up or if it's true. And then just being clear. I think the awareness helps you to be clear, and the willingness then gives you the right to say yes. And when you say yes to something, then you can, you know, we'll go through more steps, but you can commit to that in a variety of ways. But if you say yes, then you're willing. Now, mm-hmm. sometimes willingness turns into action and sometimes it doesn't, which is dependent on some of the other steps that we'll talk about in our shows as well. So anyway.
Next week we're going to have Janet on the call. So that'll be really
awesome.
Exciting too.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. Good. Well, I think that's been an amazing week for me, and I look forward to this week and start implementing some of the commitments that I've made to this new adventure of Coach and Sell.
Mm-hmm.
And then going forth tomorrow, I have leadership all day, and I have several workshops this week. So I'm looking forward to a week of connection and willingness to be open and present with people to make those connections that will help me meet my goals.
Yeah, exciting so, time.
Yep, it is for sure, and we're coming close to Thanksgiving, and I know I've been thinking in my, I always write 100 gratitudes around Thanksgiving time, so I'm starting to work on that list, and sometimes I just don't stop, I just keep going, because I tell you, I have so many things to be grateful for and so many blessings, and I think that a willingness to find opportunities and adventures in our life find the blessings as well.
Mm-hmm.
Any last thoughts, Kelly? Because I think we're just about through.
We're probably over time, but I would just, you know, encourage our listeners to say yes to yourself this week. And then come on the Facebook page and post how you said yes to yourself and share with us how you're saying yes to yourself. And because as you do that, as you come on and you share, and it inspires others as well. So,
yeah, for sure. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Remember to be fearless and to say yes to yourself and be willing. So have a wonderful week. Good night.